K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Thursday, what up? May 9th, 2024, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, all about latest what's going on in K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third chickadee with me on this Thursday morning, and we've been keeping track of Carla Bernard's progress throughout the week. We got more golf coming on the Purple Project Podcast. Carla Bernard has advanced to the NCAA Championship meet. Holy smokes. This is going to be the first time since 2003 that someone from K-State Women's Golf in the National Championship Tournament. Holy cow. This just adds on to what's already been I wouldn't say a great year for K-State Athletics, but along with the women's basketball team making and hosting two NCAA tournaments, even though, yes, we lost in the second round, but still, to have that type of environment back in Bramlage, incredible stuff. And now you add this to that, Carla Bernard. I told you on yesterday's podcast that, hey, if my gut is right, Carla's going to save her best for last, like she usually does, and ball out. Well, even though it's on the golf course, but she did. Plus three in the leaderboard, put her in the top three, tied for third place during the final round yesterday of the 2024 NCAA Bryan Regional there, down there in Bryan, Texas, and Texas A&M was the host school there. Bernard put together another. This is how she's just smooth and consistent. For the second consecutive day in this regional tournament, she put down a 3-under, par 69, to wrap things up there, totaling 7-under par, 209. He qualifies for the national championship by finishing the top individual on a non-advancing team by plus 6. And remember, I said on yesterday, okay, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for joining me on the podcast again. For watching podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and our bonus channel. Oh, by the way, yes, me and myself and Alex Aiden we've already recorded. Well, I'm losing train of thought. Already recorded a bonus pod this week. Already up now. I can finally say that up now on the Podbean channel. You're only gonna get bonus content solely on that channel. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Just type that in. You'll find all the bonus content with the K-State podcast and, of course, my other podcasts I'm doing as well. But it's easily labeled, so you shouldn't be able to miss it. PPPW is what you're looking for, and bonus content there for all that. Bernard was plus two, I think, if I remember correctly, on yesterday's pod there, ahead of somebody that was already her team. I think it was from Vanderbilt. Yep, Vanderbilt Commodores. And she was trailing Bernard by two. Upped it, plus four, advancing to the national championship. That's incredible. Stuberk, head coach of the women's basketball team, women's golf team. Quote, "We are incredibly proud of Carla. Today was a first-class round." And he goes on to say, quote, "She pushed when she needed to and played conservatively when the time was right. Making it through to the national championship, NCAA championship as an individual is one of the toughest tasks in collegiate golf. With only one spot available in each region, Carla really values her teammates and how they pushed her to improve this season. And she's looking forward to representing K-State on the national stage." We're going to Cali, baby. Well, not now. We're going to Cali. That's where Alex is out there in San Diego, California. There as well, continuing this tremendous feat for K-State Women's Golf. It's the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. We've been following Carla Bernard's track throughout the regional tournament all week long on this podcast. And it ends with a trip to Cali for the national championship. There, Eddie Greer III here. Three-round total, 209. I already said that. Wildcat in the best by a K-State Wildcat in school NCAA regional history. Tied for 7th in K-State history overall. She's been, Haley Vargas, yeah, she's been through it all, but Carla Bernard, this is one, and remember, Carla Bernard has won two individual tournaments this year, excuse me, there as well. The previous best 54-hole score by Casey Woods Golf for NCAA Regional Play, 216, par 216 by Madison Talley during both the 2015 NCAA San Antonio Regional and the 2016 NCAA Baton Rouge Regional there as well. Bernard, Carla Bernard's third place finish was also the highest ever by K-State Wildcat in the NCAA Regional. The previous best was a fifth place, showing that Christine Butcher produced back, we keep saying this year, 03 NCAA Central Regional when the Wildcats competed as a team before Boucher moved on to the national championship as an individual there as well. Carla has been outstanding all year long, and next week's gonna be a big week for the show and yours truly there as well. Cannot wait. But yeah, this is huge for now. Cooper Schultz, remember, K-State Nation, Cooper Schultz, it'll be his turn under the spotlight next week in the regional, as he will try to do the same thing without his teammates, trying to put himself in position. He's more than capable of doing it. We'll have to find out. But right now, Carl Bernard's week to shine here on this podcast. Kind of a week of Carl Bernard. But yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about golf anyway here in the show. And our tagline here, we're covering all things K-State. So that's what we're supposed to do, right? So, unbelievable job. First year at K-State, you make your mark. And really, going back to last summer, this was in the transfer portal. And we've made our, between myself and Alex Aiden, we have made our thoughts known about the transfer portal. Look, you don't get this type of player if transfer portal is open. Whether it's golf, men's basketball, women's basketball, whatever that is, or even baseball for that matter, you just don't get that type of player. And Carla Bernard, you can put her, at least K-State wise, women's side wise, the Aoka League, even though I probably can relate here to Gabby Gregory a little bit, just her 2 years at K-State, okay? Gabby did a lot for this university, and it really showed. And I wish she stayed all four. I wish she came to K-State. We're biased on the podcast, but I wish she came to K-State first instead of going to that school down there at Oklahoma, right? So, yeah, she, in her 2 years here, Gabby Gregory did a heck of a lot more than she did in Oklahoma. And yeah, I mean, first year was good down there, and if my memory correct, serves me right, her sophomore year went to crap, and she took a back seat because of her injuries, okay? Right? So, you have to deal with that. And then she comes to K-State and does some big things, especially year one, no Aoka Lee on the court. And then she goes out, balls out, and just shatters records, right? And then, of course, senior year, this past year, we all know what happened here. Kind of struggled up and down with Aoka Lee. We didn't really get the best version of Gabby Gregory than we did last year. But still, the numbers that she put down at K-State compared to OU, something else. Now you're getting on the golf side, Carla Bernard, Tulane, Stu Burke, also coming over from Berlin, coming from Tulane after a couple years as an assistant at K-State. We talked about this last summer on the show. And to see, you know, just to, I mean, obviously we're not watching, we're just only keeping track of the damn thing. But it's just to see, right, and I just knew that if she puts together, Carla could put together a round like she's done all year long. It seems to me she starts up a little slow, but once she gets going, I mean, not slow, but kind of conservatively, and then as she gets on, kind of like a marathon runner, that you start off kind of slow, and but now in the days where everybody's going too fast, right? So that's what I'm saying anyways, but if you just pace yourself a little bit, you save your best stuff for last, and that's what Carla did. And we're all excited to see this. This might be put to the back burner a little bit through some of the other main K-State podcast out there. You're only going to get coverage right here on the Power Project podcast, but that's something we're going to keep an eye on now. As I know, we have track and field preparing for the Big 12 championships this weekend. Next week, we're going to have double bonus coverage. Got Schultz, regional, call or not, track to the NCAA championship meet. It's exciting stuff. So, you know, baseball has been up and down. Well, this is a huge feather in the cap here, a bonus, really. And, oh, yeah, let's not forget about women's volleyball. They're really improving in year one under Coach Jason Mansfield. Agency, what's going to happen in year two? You get your best player back in Aaliyah Carter. I can't talk on the podcast, but so pumped up for this university and really for the women's golf. Last year, it was Haley Vargas going. Yeah, Haley Vargas qualified for regionals, but unfortunately didn't get to this point. Carla does it, transfer in year one, and we're really excited. So, ticket has been punched for Carla Bernat. She will be going to the NCAA championship round next week in Cali. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Barbados. I probably butchered that one. Before I get it wrong. Hold up. Carlsbad, yeah. Carlsbad, California. That's where the NCAA championship meet is going down. Is going down next weekend. So a lot's going down. So track and field again. You have that. Baseball, I believe, is going to be playing West Virginia this weekend as well. Big things for the K-State sports side. Just even though, yes, football and basketball is taking a backseat to the offseason, but you still have transfer portal stuff, transfers going on. K-State, Avery Johnson talk starting to hype up as well. And we might be getting a little bit of that as well. I'm telling you now, podcast now, we're going to talk more football once golf, track, all that is wrapped up for 2024. Get you set up for that. I've seen a lot lately about Avery Johnson and why not, right? So we'll see what happens there. But congratulations, Coach Stubert, Carla Bernat, headed to the NCAA Championship, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily, wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget our bonus podcast only on Podbean. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's Podcast, for more coverage of that. So golf, we're going to have a lot more golf next week. So if you missed out on any of the coverage this week, tracking Carla's progress throughout the NCAA regional, well, it's right here on the Pro Project Podcast. Very excited for them. And I think hopefully on the next episode, we're going to get some women's rolling here going here. And then we'll talk baseball on top of that. But for right now, we're going to wave the chicken flag on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Oh, we headed to Cali, baby. Eddie Greer here for KC. In KC, Missouri, the Pearl Project Podcast rocks on the rest of the week. Go Cats!